Lens Real Estate, the strategies that build it, and sharing their own life-changing growth plans. They are two of the most dynamic people in the business with one common goal: to make you rethink, reimagine, and be re-inspired in your life and business. Welcome to the Relaunch Live podcast with your hosts, Veronica Figueroa and Jeff Lobb.
Welcome, everyone, to the very first Relaunch Live podcast. My name is Veronica Figueroa, and I am here today with my amazing friend. And together, we are co-hosting Relaunch Live, the first podcast. Welcome, Jeff.
Yes, we're here.
I'm excited. I mean, this is our first time doing this. It's a fun, I would say, opportunity for us to really bring the real estate market together in more ways than just production, right? We talked 100%. About re-inspiring people, getting people to rethink real estate, reimagine what they can do not only in their business and their life, as you heard in the intro. And when you and I were just talking about what this could be, the podcast came to life, right? We started off Relaunch Live with it being an event in person. It started off in Orlando, Florida, and then it's been already all over the country, in Milwaukee, in St. Louis, Houston, Tampa, Orlando multiple times. And now we figured, why don't we bring Relaunch Live to life via podcast? So thank you for being my amazing co-host and also visionary behind the Relaunch Live podcast. So what are we going to be doing today?
Well, look, I mean, we've seen a lot happen, you know, this past year. And I think this is always about how do we help move people, right? How do we help people create change? People don't love change, right? Like, it's change is so hard. And, you know, we've watched some people change their entire lives in 12 months, right? Some 18 months, some a little bit. So this is all about how do we bring value to people? It's not just about just real estate itself. I mean, we'll have some great nuggets and some cool strategies and things that people are doing. And I think the fun part is, like, we're as transparent as it comes. There's not going to be like, we don't hold back anything. There's no secrets, right? We're just going to talk about what's working, what's not, and also how to bring some balance to our world, because you can make all this money and have no balance and be totally upside down. And we've seen that happen too, right?
I love all of that, right? Because it's what we've seen happen as we've watched some of our friends in the business evolve, right? I think we're more inspired by how they are balancing their life, how they're becoming better operators, better people, better husbands, better wives. In general, right? This isn't just all real estate. And then we ask ourselves, well, you know, how does that have anything to do with business? But when you get right within, everything else starts to show up. So we're going to talk a lot about those type of things. So if you're looking for the magic pill, or you're looking for something that, you know, is that next, you know, lead source or KPIs, you're going to get that too here. You're going to get a lot of that. You're going to get roadmap, but you're also going to hear a lot about personal development. We're going to have some amazing guests on the show, people that we truly feel are great leaders. And I want to take people back, Jeff, if you don't mind, a little backstory on you and I, right? We've known each other probably about 7-8 years. We met in the Inman space. Shout out to Inman. And, you know, I'll never forget, you are one of my mentors. I feel like you took me under your wing and you saw something in me that at the time I didn't even see in myself. And, you know, at that time, it was kind of like I was in the Zillow space, and I still am. Shout out to my friends at Zillow. But, you know, I took a lot of heat. But there was something about you that you looked at me and you said, I want to unbox you, right? And today I want to talk about why unboxing people, unboxing their world within real estate is so powerful. You saw something in me at the time that I was just looked at as maybe a pawn, or you know, maybe just like a tool for some sort of beta test. And you were like, hey, you actually run a really good business. Like, I want people to know you. Who are you outside of that Zillow girl who came on the map and somehow people started kind of like saying, you know, what is she doing with her business, et cetera. And for me, I'm so grateful that you saw something in me. And I have a lot of mentors who've done that for me. But this is what this is about, right? Helping people unlock and unbox parts of their world that they don't even know. And having the importance of having a mentor, the importance of being coachable, the importance of being able to listen to people who have lived before you and can give you guidance. And then along the way, what's really cool is you've kind of seen me evolve and kind of always been there, say, hey, kiddo, I'm proud of you. Like, hey, you know, what's working for you guys? Like, what's next for you, right? Always challenging us to think, what's coming around the corner. So we want to inspire agents and leaders and people who are listening to this to not only, you know, re-inspire their business and really focus on real estate, but unbox, right? Let's unpack this stuff. Let's see what's next. What's next for you? Because one thing we've all realized, I think you, Jeff, and I, right, is that the good real estate agents were always evolving. We're always willing to adapt to change and see what's happening and stay connected, right? We don't live on these separate islands anymore. We pick up the phone and say, hey, what's working for you? What are you hearing? What are you hearing in the market? So yeah, a lot of that's going to take place, but I just wanted to personally recognize you. Thank you. That statement was so powerful to me that, you know, again, our journey, and we'll talk a little bit about our journey as we're on this podcast, you know, week over week, episode over episode, people get to know our dynamic. But dude, you unboxed me, you helped unbox me. And I thank you for that because, you know, had it not been for you seeing things in me and some of my other mentors, I wouldn't be where I'm at today. But it does come down to being coachable and listening to people who have really, you know, have your interest. And you had no vested interest in me. There was no agenda. You were just a really great, you know, I would say industry leader. And I think you're the type of person also that when you see talent, you're not afraid to say, let me help develop that talent, which is what I'm on a journey on right now. I can't wait to help develop more agents and help them truly develop as real estate leaders and help unbox them. How about that?
That's it. That's, I mean, I'll never forget that day. I mean, there was so many, you know, from an outside perspective. And I think that's what we miss a lot of times. We get so caught up in our business, running it, operating it, dealing with the fires that happen and, you know, the day-to-day grind of real estate. And, you know, we have a lot of clients and friends also in the mortgage space and the title industry, everything that surrounds real estate. And sometimes, you know, we know where our gifts are. It takes some time to learn. We also know where our weaknesses are. I know my strengths and weaknesses very well now. And I learned to clearly find those people who can help me with my weaknesses and try and elevate the things that I do really well, right? So we've learned over time, and I never forget just watching you get just put into a Zillow box. And while we all love the Zillow brand and what it did for your company, you know, you were just being put on stages as the Zillow girl. Like there were people that actually probably thought that you worked for Zillow at some point because one knew you. Like you were just like a Zillow token for a while, but you were very successful at it. So I get it. Elevate the success. But at some point, no one knew you for you. And there was so much more that they needed to know. And just as an operator and the team and the stuff you're dealing with, and also the good and the bad and the ugly, which you share, right? We all share that now. It's transparency. People say it, but don't want to share it.
And yeah. I remember the times where I was given opportunity to speak, right? It was truly boxed in. Like, this is what you're going to say. This is, you know, what people want to know. Like, it was all conversion or this or that, or what's metrics. Working, how much are you spending, or, you know, and it was like, that's not who I am. I'm so much more than that. And I remember when I started entering this space of vulnerability and sharing a little bit more about the backstory of what it really takes to run a team, what it really is to be married to your spouse in real estate, what it is to be someone who one day woke up and had all this attention and you didn't know what to do with it. And, you know, you can get lost on that. Even developing as a speaker, right? What are some of the best, you know, strategies, and how do you evolve and mature in that space, right? And making sure you're not coming from a place of self-serving, but you're serving others. So there were so many things that I hit all at once. And there were times, you know, Jeff, that I was like, I don't know why I was selected. Somebody, you know, somebody take me off because I'm about to mess this up. And it was people like you again, who really inspired me. And I'm, you know, again, I'm ready to help others. And I know that you're also evolving as, you know, you're a coach, you're the founder of 52 Coach program, which is an amazing program. We've used it on our team. We're excited to roll it out even more and be more intentional in 2022. It's a coaching program designed to help agents over 52 weeks of content, of accountability, not only for the agent level, but for the brokerage and the team support level, which, you know, guys, you are in for a treat. So this isn't just going to be, you know, all theory, or, you know, this is proven, repeatable processes that are helping agents. And Jeff has been on every major stage that you can think of, every major company that you can think of has somehow asked him to consult. So he is someone who's a wealth of knowledge to help you take your business to the next level. And we get to have him as our co-founder of Relaunch Live podcast and also co-host. So that you are in for a treat. And if you are going to be, you know, we hope that you're going to be following us. We want you to know where to find us on every outlet. So Jeff, kind of tell us where they can find us, you know, as this being the first episode, where can they access us so they don't miss a beat?
Yeah, I think we've got, we're going to be able to have a pulse on a lot of platforms. We're streaming this live today on probably 6-7 platforms. We're on YouTube right now, both channels. We're on Facebook. We'll be pushing this on Instagram. But the way the podcasting business works, once we're done today, this audio podcast version in about 7 days will be on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, all the big stations. Have to start first, right? But we are going to continue to live stream because I think live gives us a different energy, right? You're here, you're present. There's no like edits and record.
Yeah, we're going to get the raw, even when it freezes up like it's doing right now.
If there is an issue or a recording issue, because I could see a few glitches in the live stream here and there, we're going to try and at least have it out recorded and you'll be able to listen to the audio as well. So that's going to be one. The second thing is we're going to have some really cool guests on. The guests are going to be amazing. We're going to ask the tough questions. We're going to get the nuggets. The one thing I'd love doing on especially like Inman stages is we don't just ask a question. We ask the follow-ups. Like, give me the details. Tell me, why is it working for you? How is it working for you? Give me the stuff that we need to hear, not just that fluffy answer that sounds great and we move on. So as we get into like some tech talk or some strategy stuff or some life stuff, I think the biggest challenge we all had, and maybe this wasn't for you, I don't know, I'd be curious, is many years ago, I remember starting to speak on different stages and different things. And there's a lot of people who want to kind of duplicate your own process. And there would be many times where I'd get off a stage and people would just come right up to me and go, listen, I loved what you said. Can I get a copy of your slide deck? Mm-hmm. And I'd be like, listen, I put hours and hours of creating content that was original to me. And you want to take it for free and duplicate it. And at some point, like years ago, I was so like close to the chest with like, that took a lot of me to do that. But then you come to realize like that selfishness doesn't work. It's the reality of, let me give you everything. Let me just give it to you all. Cause you know what? The biggest challenge we all have is I could still give you everything. You still have to execute. You still have to do the work. And doing the work is the hardest part, the consistency and the discipline to do the work. So now my entire mindset of sharing and giving everything I got, I will proactively get up on a stage and say, listen, I know you want to take notes. I'm super excited about you wanting to jot down stuff. But know right now that when I'm done, I'm going to give you a PDF and a link to have everything I have up on the slide deck. They're yours if that's okay with you. And I get buy-in right away. Like, who does it? Like, here, I'll give it to you. Because I really want to make improvements in people's lives. And I know that if they just take information but don't do anything with it, it's useless. So the information's great. It's how do we get people to move the needle? And that's really what you have done. That's a lot of what you've done in the past. Like, you've done the hard work and it shows and it proves things. And that's the people we're going to have on as guests are the people that really do the hard work that make all the difference. And that's what moves the needle. And that could make me thrilled, because what frustrates me most is going back a year later, I could do the same talk, the same information, and people have done nothing.
You
start to weigh out. How much time can you spend with those people, right?
You hit it right on the money. Like, it is the biggest thing. I have had so many people say to me, Veronica, like, oh my gosh, your success. What was that one thing? What was that one moment? What was that defining moment? And, you know, Jeff, I have to be honest with you. Ignorance on fire for me is I would just take action, even if I didn't know all the answers. My biggest thing is action and speed. That's and the mindset that what's the worst that can happen? What's worse is if I don't take action. So I would go into the rooms, and I think that that's the difference. I would go into the rooms with all these heavy hitters, and they were used to people not taking action. So I was that really curious person, and I still am, that I'm like taking notes, but then I'm going back home and I'm implementing. Now, here's the thing. I would make a lot of mistakes, and I was okay to admit that, right? But I was not willing to make the mistake of not taking action. And I have had people that I tell them, dude, you're probably a lot smarter than me. You're probably going to be a lot more successful than me in certain areas of your life and your business. But the one thing is that I'm super proud of is that we're not afraid to take action. And if you know me well enough, is that I am one to say, you know, what's, you know, like we're going to take action. We're going to try this, and we're going to learn from this. If we fail, fall on our face, we're going to get up with grace and say, at least we tried it. Now we know what we're up against. But it's amazing how when agents would go into these conferences, or they were like conference junkies, they had not implemented anything. So by the time they went to the next conference, like we've implemented, and they're like, oh my God, I'm so proud of you. Like, what are you doing? Like, what was that thing? I was like, dude, I just went home and took action. I can't afford not to take action. I was that broke agent. Like, I had to take action. And if I'm investing my time, my money, and your time is way more, sometimes more valuable than your money, because I'm stepping away from my business. I could have gone on 4 listing appointments that day, or, you know, or within 2 days, right? What's the math on that? So I have to come back and implement. Like, there was no option for me. And it is crazy to hear that agents will go, they ask for your slide decks, they'll ask for all the notes, and they won't do anything with it. Because they're waiting to get ready.
No.
They're waiting to perfect.
No.
They're waiting to, before I recruit, I need to perfect my systems. Well, I was recruiting even when my systems weren't perfect. And let me tell you what I would say to people. Listen, here's one thing I can promise you, is we're going to make a lot of mistakes. But here's another thing I can promise you. I'm going to always have your back, and I'm going to turn the corner, and I'm going to make sure that whatever mistakes we make, we're going to learn from them, and we're going to improve them, right? And I'm always focused on the vision. I was so focused on the vision of saying, how do I improve as a real estate professional who is going to last and be able to pivot in any market? And it was action. And obviously everybody knows one of my coaches is John Cheplak. And, you know, his biggest thing is like, dude, action will trump talent all day long. And if you're someone out there who's like, well, I'm a better agent than that person, why is that person having success? Because that person's willing to take more action. And that's the thing, is like, people are always so worried about like, oh, I'm not going to do a video until I have the right video crew. Or I'm not going to start, you know, a podcast until I have 10,000 followers on YouTube. You know, all these things that people are always waiting to get ready is, I love that we're talking about this, because I think this is the foundation for anything in real estate. I was just talking to an ISA who wants to become an agent. And here's what I said to him. Listen, it seems like it's so sexy to be an agent, but with real estate, let me just tell you, the number one foundation that you need is the right mindset. And if you can get the right mindset and understand what it takes to be a successful agent, you got to get up and do the things that aren't sexy, even on the days you don't want to do it.
That's right.
You've got to do it over and over again and realize that boredom is sexy in real estate. Sometimes you got to do things that don't feel good. And if you can master that and take action, even when it doesn't feel good, that's when you're going to pick up the phone and it feels like a brick, but you know, you've got to get on that phone. You've got to make that call. You've got to be okay with that. And it was like, he had an aha moment. He was like, you know what? You're right. I said, yeah, because if you don't pick up the phone today as an ISA, what makes you think you're going to pick up the phone as an agent?
That's right.
If you don't pick up the phone, you know, like if you don't have the right mindset there, what makes you think you're going to go to that conference and you're going to have that one moment? Now, sometimes you run across someone who inspires you, and that's that person that, you know, you have that breakthrough moment. But this comes down to, are you willing to take the action? Are you willing to make the mistakes? Jeff, give me your slide deck. But am I really going to read it? Am I going to implement it? And I don't have to implement everything. That's the thing, is you don't have to be all things. You don't have to be the guru in everything. Just be really good at what you're doing. Take action, go deep, and you'll watch. You can farm that community. You can become that Instagram influencer in real estate, whatever it is, if you go deep with it. So that's my rant. That's my relaunch live first episode rant, right? Can we lay the proper foundation? And like even relaunch, when I started relaunch, it was this idea and everybody was like, well, what's the plan? I was like, the plan is we're going to take some action and we're going to figure this out. And yes, I'm that person and the visionary that people, I drive people crazy because I have 101 ideas, but I'm not afraid to execute on them. And then when something works really well, then go deep with it, right? Go deeper with it. So yeah. I'm excited that you are going to be sharing your slide deck. I'm excited that there are going to be people who take action after they hear this one, hopefully, and they realize that action is the number one formula to any economy and any market. My action will determine my economy, not the rate, not commission split. It's the action I'm willing to take when most people are looking for the easy button. There is no easy button here. We're going to give you shortcuts. We're going to give you the roadmap, but you got to take action because without that, nothing else matters.
You know, the two magic words I was listening, this was awesome. Like I was just totally tuned to what you were saying. So the two things I heard were speed to market, right? We can't wait. We got to stop waiting to wait to wait. Time is so valuable. And the second thing is, this is something really that just resonated with me. Every influencer, every top producer, everyone that you look up that you might want to be in this world, all started with zero.
Yep.
All started with one. In other words, you started with zero listings one day as an agent somewhere. You started with one follower on Instagram somewhere. We all started with zero or one. It's those now that you look up because you go, I feel like I can never catch up. I can never be that. I can never get 20,000 or 100,000 or a million. Like you can't, but everyone, even they started with zero. You just have to start. And we get so caught up in the grind of our business. And you're right. I talk to people all the time. It's funny because, you know, many of you, for those that may be listening, I know, you know, I have six children and there's chaos every day, right? It doesn't matter if kids or dogs or spouses. There's times we could mentally be shot for the day by 9 a.m. Mentally destroyed. Kids going to school, dogs, issues, whoever, whatever's going on in chaos world. What's the likelihood of you getting your mindset together to now pick up the phone and talk to, you know, 100 people in 2-3 hours? It doesn't happen. And unless you're able to get that mindset back, somehow you have to have a switch. And if you don't have a switch, like, quite frankly, I think that's something we all have to learn is how to flip a switch. Like I had chaos just before this podcast, total chaos, family issue, medical issue. You won't know it unless I'm telling it to you, but there's a switch we can turn and do the business and focus. Granted, we'll deal with it when it happens, but this is the same for real estate or any business. Is we got to have it because you cannot work on being successful when your mindset is shot by 9 a.m. You're just going to crush and crumble. But I love speed because I hate to wait. That is my biggest term I use a lot is stop waiting. It's probably on my back wall here somewhere is stop waiting. We wait.
Take action, so, man.
Take action. So, you know, we look at this past year. I do want to drop a couple nuggets in from last year. I got asked a few questions before and they said to me, Jeff, you know, if there were a couple things to pay attention to from last year, what would it be? And I know our time is like crushing real quick. And, you know, I think the lessons we have to learn right now, and I think I've probably heard 2 days worth of coaching calls the past 2 days, is while we came through a really strong market, we came through, you know, people have probably made more money in some of this business than they've ever made in their lives. But you need to know that it doesn't last forever. And that we need to learn from not just market crashes over the years. We need to learn that right now you need to be focusing on deeper relationships and focusing on more business now more than ever, because you're going to see some market shifts happen and you're going to see some volume changes, right? And the last thing you want is to drop 30, 40% of your business because you're not paying attention and you're not doing the work, because it might've been a little easier, not easy, but easier. Now is going to be a chance where we're going to have to really focus on strategic relationships and how do I grow to continue that pace. I don't know about you. How are you seeing pace?
And I think, you know, when we hear that, right, you had your best year. Will next year be your next best year, right? Or was this your last best year? And when I have talked to people who kind of get a little complacent or think like they've made it, is where I start seeing the trend of their business scale back versus gain momentum, because they stopped doing the things that got them there. That's the follow-up, the staying close to their sphere, to building that credibility in the marketplace. You know, we all can say we had our best year last year, but yeah, will that be our very last best year? My good friend Gil Ramos says that. And I appreciate when he said that. He said that right before the pandemic, and boom, the pandemic had happened. And instead of us letting the pandemic dictate what was going to happen, we went hard. We started, you know, our videos. We started, you know, recruiting. We started building community outside of our market, inside of our market. And one thing that I've learned is when you have momentum, that's when you go even harder. That is when you lay the foundation of saying, I'm here to stay. So all the things that you did to help you have your best year ever, I don't want you to stop doing that, guys. I want you to add to that, add the extra layers. What is the next thing that you could do that can radically change your business? Some of us got lucky. Some people got lucky. I'm gonna call you out because it reminds me of 2005 when we were walking outside and you were tripping over commission checks. Yeah. And you know, you were like, oh, another buyer. Oh, that's a $300,000 buyer. Oh no, that's too low for me. Yeah. And then the market crashed. And I say that because for those of you who are my price point, you know, we're not a luxury market in Orlando. I mean, there are luxury pocket communities, but you know, the average agent's price point is, you know, we're just now over 350. You know, but back then people used to frown upon that because it was 2005. If you were in the business back then, you know, we were just tripping over opportunities. Then that market was, you know, taken away from us. But, you know, even those agents that I know have been through that cycle of a good market and a bad market, a good market and a bad market, we all know this time we're not getting caught with our pants down. You know, we're like, we're going to make sure that right now we keep the gas pedal down. There's something one of my favorite books that I really want to make sure I share with people who are listening to this is something that has helped shape me as a real estate agent. You know, when I was at REMAX, one of the first books that they gift you when you buy a franchise, which I always rave about my years at REMAX, it was helped me become a better agent. You know, to this day, I would say I wouldn't be where I'm at had I not, you know, had a great almost 10-year run there. But Go for the No, it's a simple sales book that has shaped me as a professional. And it's a book about understanding and falling in love with the word no. So many agents quit when they get a no, as opposed to if you read this book, you will have a goal, a daily goal as to how many no's you're going to get. And if you can shift your mindset from looking at no as a negative, instead of, and you could shift it from negativity to positive and being optimistic that no just means not right now, or maybe I haven't given enough value yet, right? And I'm committed to getting at least 100 no's a day. Here's the thing. When you get a yes, most agents stop. They stop prospecting. But if you make no the target, right? And saying, I got to get my no's in for the day. All right. By the time I get to my 20th no, I got 5 yeses. Should I stop? No, because the target was 100 no's, right?
That's right.
And this simple book to me has been one of my, to me, life-changing roadmaps to success. Was when I get rejected, it's part of the formula. It's part of the formula to success. When I get a no, it's simply saying you're on the right track, Veronica. You need X amount of no's to get the X amount of yeses. But even when we get to a yes, we don't stop because that we know that on the other side of no is opportunity. What do you learn from it? Why did they say no? How can I be a better agent? What could I do in my marketing strategies? What are my proven, repeatable processes that I know work for me? Ooh, I should tweak this. I never had that objection. I never ran into that. So if anybody is looking for a book that is easy to follow, that is such a great book that can help you in any sales capacity, whether it's mortgage, title, real estate, insurance, you name it, Go for the No is a book that will help you fall in love with the process of rejection. And now, obviously, with technology and everything we have, we don't have to face that old school hard closer type of sales strategy anymore. But you start realizing that you're going to get a lot more yeses when people fall in love with you as a human being and they get to know you. But when you do get rejected, you don't take it personal. You know it's part of the process. So now, of course, I don't get as many no's because I'm out there, what I believe, putting out value and sharing who I truly am. So if I'm not for someone, I just don't take it personal anymore. It's part of the process. So that's my little nugget of maybe a book. What else would we want to leave them with today as we're running up on time?
I got one last one. Oh, we'll be back. Like, we're going to do this like weekly. Like, this is going to be,
I love it.
So I got one I'll end this with, and we'll kind of fade out. So this was interesting to me. One of my biggest pet peeves is time, right? Time, how we spend it, who we spend it with. We'll go deeper on time, but there was a quick story. There's a person, I see him in the chat. I won't mention his name. He knows who he is. He's in the mortgage business, but we were on a mortgage coaching call and we were talking about, you know, very bluntly, we were being very blunt, and it's okay to be blunt. Someone that was doing, like, let's say one or two loans a month. And in real estate, it's one or two transactions a month. Same thing. You're doing one or two transactions a month. And he just came out and said, just naturally, well, that's awesome. How much time do you spend with those one or two transactions? Like, real time. Let's just say it was even a couple hours a week max. And the blunt statement is, what are you doing with the rest of your time? What do you do with the rest of your week? What else do you do? Because one or two transactions should not occupy your entire month. Like, what are you doing with time if that's all? And it sounds so simple because some people are doing one or two transactions a month and getting stuck. How do we get them to four or five? How do we get them to 10, to 15, to 30, to then scale? And when he said that, what are you doing with the rest of your month? Like, it just resonated. Like, so simply, you're right. How much time? What am I doing? Just because I got two, am I in cruise control? Am I just nurturing this stuff to get them to the end zone and then be back to broke again? So that's a message I take, and we all listen and learn, and we're all students. And that's what I say is, what else are you doing with your time? Because it's the most important thing we have that says, if I spent it consistently doing some of the activities that are going to get me two more transactions, we wouldn't have these problems. But if you're in that phase right now where you're doing three or four or five transactions, there's still plenty of time, because we know, and I know you know, people right now that are doing 100 transactions a year themselves as one human. We know it's possible. People are doing it. So when you're doing two or three a month, why can't you do five or six? We know you can. It's how you spend your time.
You know, it kind of reminds me of that saying, show me your calendar and I'll tell you what your business looks like.
100%.
And if you don't have your time outlined, and what I call it, because I've learned it through coaching, right, is choice management. You're making a choice that you want to grow your business or not. And it kind of goes back to, I just do not have the luxury to waste my time on wasting my time. It has to be productive. What are you doing? What are your income productive activities, right?
IPAs, IPAs.
It's just, again, simple. Real estate is a lot more simple. It's a people business, like you say. It's a repetition game. It's, you know, again, you don't have to be better. And I didn't make this up, but I say it because I love the way it sounds. You just got to be different, and you got to be consistent.
Yeah.
So, Jeff, you're amazing. I'm super excited. We do have a very special guest who's going to be our next guest on Relaunch Live podcast. His name is Ozzy Ramirez. He is known for 90 listings in 90 days. He is a script master. He is someone who understands the art, the science, the dialogue behind really good conversations and listings to help you get more listings. His team has been built around the art of getting listings, and he will also share with you how to get off-market properties. He is an amazing investor and an amazing leader, a heart-centered leader, and he's going to be on our very next podcast of Relaunch Live. And actually, I want to give him a big shout out. He's the one who told me one day, he says, when are you going to launch Relaunch Live podcast? We actually met on Clubhouse. So his story will definitely be interesting, and we can't wait to have him as our next speaker. So we hope that you enjoyed this first episode of Relaunch Live podcast. You are going to be in for a treat. This is going to be the beginning of something that we know is going to bring value. Like we said, re-inspire, help you reimagine, help you rethink your business, and help you take your business to the next level. Jeff, any final words as we tune off?
Just better your best. Just make it better. This is your best year. Make it better next year. We got to focus on bettering your best.
I love it. All right, Ella, take us away, girlfriend. I love it.
See you all soon. Thank you. Good first show.
We have a little video to take us out, and we'll see you guys on the next one.
You've been listening to the Relaunch Live podcast, helping you rethink, reimagine, and be re-inspired in your life and business. Make sure to like, rate, and review the show. Find the show on Apple, Google Play, Spotify, and YouTube. See you next time.